I'm at Hammond for Nevada. That's the number four, at Hammond for Nevada. Easy to get a hold of me. And then if you want to, send me an email, it's hammond4nevada@gmail.com. Hammond4nevada@gmail.com. Those are the three easiest ways to get a hold of me.
Scott, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much for getting up with us and being a part of the show. I really appreciate it, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Oh, it is always good to hear you, Kevin. You keep going.
Thank you, man. Scott Hammond, State Senator, District 18. He cares very much about your kids and their education. Stick around. More to do as we continue on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, a viral video of a woman claiming to have been assaulted in San Francisco on the street gets a lot of attention because some Democrats, it seems, have voted for the lawlessness she talks about. We'll discuss that.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ProPrice Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call ProPrice.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us. That's mrsfixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch, get your data, get protected, get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The judge in the January 6th trial, the case against Donald J. Trump, is hearing, it's not exactly testimony, but it's briefing on the whole protective order for Jack Smith, the prosecutor, the special counsel. Greg Jarrett was on Fox yesterday, and he's kind of like me, that we just can't understand the effort to muzzle Trump in this January 6th case. Listen to this.
So can you understand why the government is asking that the Donald Trump team not release a bunch of stuff that's not public?
No, not at all. It surprises me, this notion that Trump's social media post is somehow threatening witnesses. I think you have to do some mental gymnastics to see it that way. There's no mention of witnesses in Trump's post. It is instead, it seems to me, a broad political reaction to what Trump sees as a politically driven prosecution and then subsequent attacks by his political opponents. The response, though, by the special counsel, Jack Smith, that this somehow merits a protective order, telling Trump you can't talk about the issues in the case, you can't disclose evidence in discovery. I mean, that's a violation, it seems to me, of the First Amendment rights to speak freely, to defend yourself. It's okay for Smith to publicly condemn Trump in an indictment and then appear in a splashy news conference and double down on that, but the accused can't respond in kind? That doesn't seem terribly fair, does it?
Yeah, and the public does have the right to know. We want to know all the details.
That's right. I mean, how would you feel, God forbid, if you're a defendant, and suddenly you're muzzled as prosecutors, you know, convict you in the court of public opinion over charges you believe are unfounded? But, you know, I must say this is consistent with how Jack Smith tends to operate. He doesn't want the public or the press to hear or see any exculpatory evidence, only what he thinks is incriminating. And look, there's nothing classified or sensitive in the January 6th case. The public has a right to hear both sides.
I love that. Greg Jarrett on Fox yesterday. The public does have a right to hear both sides, and that's why I hope this judge in the January 6th case will ignore the protective order request. It makes no sense at all, legally or really morally. Stay with us. Don't forget, I've still got a $100 VIP dining card from Via Brazil Steakhouse that'll be going out the door sometime between now and 8 o'clock. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Bob Stitch with this KMCQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. With the imminent collapse of the Pac-12, a number of teams are scrambling, trying to figure out what to do next. There are four teams still technically committed to the Pac-12 for next season. That's Washington State, Oregon State, Cal, and Stanford. The ACC has reportedly had interest in both the Cardinal and the Golden Bears. Doesn't seem to make much sense geographically. The American Athletic Conference also has interest in expanding west. The Pac-12 lost five members a week ago after Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah announced they'll join Colorado in the Big 12 next year, while Oregon and Washington are following USC and UCLA to the Big Ten. Baseball Monday, the Dodgers beat Padres 13-7. Mookie Betts with a grand slam. The Giants beat the Angels 8-3. San Francisco with six runs in the ninth. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Doors take us to summers away. Winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me. Don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
We'll have a major traffic jam leaving the downtown Las Vegas area headed to the Eastern Valley. The accident involving a cement truck, we're told, happened at 95 southbound in Charleston. Braking starts clear back at Eastern. Might find it want to find a different way to get there. Southbound 95 is going to be tight through the Charleston curve. The accident at Charleston on southbound 95. Still working a wreck on East Desert Inn and Paradise, but otherwise moving along safely on I-15, 215 and Summerlin Parkway. Clear and sunny today. Afternoon highs going to 103. Winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. 82 degrees right now at Reed International. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Kevin Wall with you, Andy Vieira, Mark Thomas on the other side of the glass. And I don't know how many of you have tried to watch CNN or MSNBC and look for coverage of the Biden crime family. It doesn't exist. The coverage is sparse, if at all. And Kayleigh McEnany has been on this program down through the years in one role or another, even as presidential press secretary. Kayleigh McEnany was on Fox yesterday lamenting the lack of mainstream coverage of the Biden crime family. Listen to this.
I can't believe that they can look at themselves with a straight face and not cover at least some of this story.
Right. It's not only the 20 phone calls we mentioned. It's also the 2015 meeting with a Burisma executive, of which the Biden campaign told us repeatedly that Joe Biden was not a part of. What we learned from Devin Archer, at least Devin Archer testifies, yes, he was a part of that. So my point in making these two examples is that this is Joe Biden. This is not Hunter. And what the media routinely does is they laugh this off. This is Hunter. Can't bring up the president's son. No, we're talking about the former vice president here. And we're also talking about an American public. The Harvard-Harris poll showed 55% believe the DOJ and FBI are not looking into the Hunter Biden situation the way that they should be. So I believe, you know, traditional media still matters. Cable news still matters. Papers still matter. But social media has a way of getting the word out when it's not suppressed by Twitter, as was the Hunter Biden laptop, has a way of getting the word out and seeping into the American conscience in a way that is unstoppable by traditional media.
Yeah. Here's one more. Joe Rogan calling out the unequal treatment of the curiosity and investigation into the former president and the president. Watch.
These are like the actions of a banana republic. You take your political rival and you arrest him. And specifically, you charge him with things that you're guilty of. Like the documents, like the classified documents. Biden's guilty of the exact same issue.
I mean, it strikes me that if the FBI and the DOJ want to restore their integrity and credibility in the eyes of so many Americans who have said in poll after poll that they've lost confidence in them, they need to prove to the American public in many ways that they are have seriously investigated these issues, Kaylee.
For sure. I mean, again, going back to that Harvard-Harris poll, 63% believe that Hunter engaged in influence peddling, and 53% said, oh, wait, Joe did, too. Mm-hmm. So that the administration, you know, writing this off as, go talk to Hunter's lawyers. We have an independent DOJ. It becomes hard to believe when you look at a cushy Hunter plea deal, when you look at the questions not being asked, when you look at the indictments of a former president, and just compare that to that of the first son.
Yeah. You know, obviously, the president saying he had nothing to do with any of this doesn't hold any water anymore based on all of these different testimonies that we've seen from a variety of people, and at the very least needs a serious investigation. We know the GOP House members are looking into the basis for that plea deal agreement. They want to dig into what happened and how that came about.
Martha McCallum with Kaylee McEnany on Fox News Channel yesterday. You know what it's time for now? I'm going to give away a $100 VIP dining card from Via Brazil Steakhouse in Summerlin. It's the southwest corner of Fort Apache and Charleston. And be caller number three. Caller number three right now at 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Caller number three will be our winner. Caller number three will be our winner. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's R-E-V-R-E-X.com. RevRex.com.
The brand new 2024 Mazda CX-90 is designed to curate and elevate every experience you share with it. With the newly designed turbo inline six, iActive all-wheel drive, and seating for eight, it's been carefully crafted to exhilarate through a union of design, technology, and performance. Come see the new 2024 Mazda CX-90 in person at Findlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall in Henderson. Or call us at 702-955-5555.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
He's a hell of a talk show host. How would he be as president? That's still open to debate. But Larry Elder is out there. He is running. He's going to New Hampshire. He's going to Iowa. My guess is he'll be here in Vegas soon. The big question is, will he make the stage? That kind of thing. He was on with Sandra Smith because he is not on the debate stage yet. 15 days from now, August 23rd. And I want you to listen to Larry Elder yesterday on Fox News Channel with Sandra Smith. Here it is.
I was really excited to sit down with you today because we haven't caught up in a while. So how is it looking for you? Are you going to be on that? I know you're going to tell me yes, but realistically, are you going to qualify to be on that debate stage?
We plan to qualify. Based on the pace we're doing right now, we ought to be able to make it. No question about it. I will see you in Milwaukee when I'm there. Game on. Hold my beer.
I'm already enjoying this. Where do you expect to gain the most traction, whether you're on that debate stage or not? What's your message? You really are grabbing a lot of headlines for saying, you know, obviously, the economy, crime, these are all
gas
huge
prices,
issues.
Right.
Gas prices heading to this election.
The borders.
But top of the list for you is what?
Well, we're not talking about what I consider, Sandra, to be the most important domestic problem facing America, and that is the epidemic of fatherlessness. For example, 70% of black kids today enter the world without a father in the home, married to the mother, up from 25% back in 1965. In fact, 25% of white kids now enter the world without a father in the home, married to the mother. And the stats are clear. Even Barack Obama once quoted them. Mm-hmm. If you're raised without a dad, you're 5 times more likely to be poor and commit crime, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, and 20 times more likely to end up in jail. What we've done with our welfare state, Lyndon Johnson launched the war on poverty in the mid-60s. We've incentivized women to marry the government and incentivized men to abandon their financial and moral responsibility. And that is not to denigrate the job that single moms have been doing, often grandparents have been doing, but it certainly is much harder, and I've got ideas about what we can do about that.
Give me one.
These kids need mentors. I liken it, Sandra, to Alcoholics Anonymous, where recovering alcoholics have a sponsor. Every one of these kids ought to be able to have somebody that they can count on. And I'm urging people of my generation, the baby boomer generation, many of us are still vigorous, energetic. They've raised kids. They've nurtured grandkids. They've got life experience. They ought to be stepping up and volunteering either money or themselves. And we ought to be able to direct our tax dollars that are now going for programs done by the federal government that are inefficient to programs in our own neighborhoods and churches that are doing this kind of mentoring.
I can think of a few once great American cities that could use that message. Chicago comes to mind.
Yep.
Larry, you've been grabbing a lot of headlines for other reasons as well. You said that you thought then Vice President Mike Pence did the right thing on January 6th.
Right.
Explain your position on that, Larry.
I don't know why that's so shocking. What governs the procedure?
I didn't say shocking. You did.
I mean, for other people.
Sure.
I don't know why that's so shocking. The law that governs this is the Electoral Count Act, which was passed in 1887, and it has been interpreted all that time to be that the VP on this day has a largely ceremonial job. I say largely because the Democrats in 2000 tried to overturn the election, to use their rhetoric, by trying to disqualify Florida. Mm. They did it again in 2004 by trying to disqualify Ohio. And, of course, they did it again after Donald Trump won in 2016. And they challenged more states than Trump did following the 2020 election. Mm-hmm. But every single time it was slapped down because it was perceived to be a ceremonial kind of thing. Now, what gets me about all of this is I read the 45-page indictment, and all throughout it, Jack Smith is praising Mike Pence as heroically resisting the pressure. But Mike Pence gave an interview just a few weeks ago where he said, even though Trump and I don't see eye to eye on this, I don't believe he did anything criminal. Mm. And I don't blame Donald Trump for trying, for crying out loud. Over 70 million people voted for him, and had he not tried every single thing he could, a lot of people would have thought he threw in the towel too quickly. Finally, the lawyers that are two of whom are co-conspirators. One is John Eastman, a friend of mine I've known a long time. Mm-hmm. He made a theory that the law was more than just ceremonial. He's now facing disbarment in California. Mm. He's lost his position as a former dean and law professor at Chapman University just for making an unpopular legal argument. All this is outrageous. Whatever Donald Trump did was not unlawful, and I applaud him for trying, even though I did not believe that the statute was interpreted the way he interpreted it. I think Mike Pence interpreted it the way it should have been and had been up until now.
Well, there you go. You got your message out there, and you're promising you're going to be on that debate page.
I need 40,000 individual donors. Go to LarryElder.com. You can donate as little as $1. Even you could swing that, Sandra.
You enjoying this process?
I am. It's grueling. It's hard. I'm not eating right. Sure. I'm not exercising right, but it's what I signed up for. It's worth it for my country.
There you have it. Larry Elder yesterday on Fox News Channel. I got an email, believe it or not, from Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump. And it was a fundraising letter. This is how they raise tens of millions of dollars every time Donald Trump gets indicted. This is the way the message begins. I wanted you to hear this directly from me. Biden's Department of Justice has once again indicted me, this time over the events that took place on January 6th. As you know, I did nothing wrong. It's well documented that I told Americans to act, quote, peacefully and discourage the use of violence. This is nothing more than an egregious act of election interference and a final act of desperation from Crooked Joe as he crashes in the polls. The entire Biden administration knows that I'm the only candidate who would defeat Crooked Joe in a free and fair election. They know how much support we have from hardworking people in our country. But more importantly, they know that I'm the only candidate who can dismantle the deep state and end their stranglehold on our nation. He goes on to ask for any, how much money? Let's see. You can, I could contribute $24. I could contribute $47. Or I could contribute $75 or $100 or $250 or contribute another amount. This is how they go about doing that. This is how they raise money off these indictments. This is the first Donald Trump to Kevin Wall email, but pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. But this is how it happens. I don't know how I got on their mailing list, but however I got on their mailing list, that's fine. Delete. Thank you. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No! Nope.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.